how does quantum entanglement happen? Is it because of consciousness? But what exactly does that mean? Is it because of the Paramatma? Is it because of what exactly? Answer. We have to know that there are different worldviews, and we cannot draw suddenly from one worldview to explain a phenomena uncovered by another worldview. So consider, we can consider two worldviews like two languages. So now, if now imagine that there are two scripts, two different ways of writing things, and a message is written in a particular script, and if we try to apply the rules of symbol denotation for another script to try to interpret the first script, then say if we have something written in Hindi, and if we try to apply the rules of English, that means, okay, what is A, R, E is there, but what does this mean? This A looks like a W that is inverted, that is tilted 90 degrees. Why is it written like this? So basically, rather than trying to apply this rules of one script to another, we need to understand the script in which particular message is written and then see what it means in that script. So similarly, with respect to quantum entanglement, this is a phenomenon that has been uncovered by modern science based on its observations of fundamental particles. Now, what does it imply from a scientific scriptural perspective? Science and scripture have two different worldviews. Science studies on matter, scripture focuses on what matters. What matters is how we live in the world and how we grow in the world and how we ultimately evolve towards spiritual realization. That is the primary purpose of scripture. So we don't have an exhaustive understanding of everything material given in the primary spiritual texts. And so, but what we can we infer? Say basically in quantum entanglement, it challenges the idea of Newtonian physics or classical physics, wherein if we consider that there is if one object has to affect another object, there has to be some kind of contact between the two. But two objects which are physically far removed from each other, at the distance doesn't seem to be matter, but change in one object instantaneously affects another object. So this is a phenomenon that is observed, but the explanation is quite elusive for mainstream physics. So let's look at this. Now we could say, is it the Paramatma? Well, the Paramatma is the ultimate explanation, you could say, for everything. But it is Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. So under divine supervision everything is happening. But that's not the kind of explanation that science looks for when it is trying to explain phenomena. So Paramatma is the explanation even for the fruit falling. But we are looking for a mechanical explanation as much as possible, and that is how science focuses on. So what we could reasonably say is that if we learn to draw our consciousness towards if we try that there is more to nature and more to reality than what reductionistic physics deals with, what reductionistic physics understands, then we will be able to move forward and accept that there are the laws of physics which are based on the interaction of gross matter with other gross matter of fundamental particles acting according to impersonal laws or impersonal forces. But generally what science studies is gross matter, But there is also subtle matter, and how subtle one subtle matter interacts with another subtle matter is something that is not that easy to understand. So given this reality, we can basically safely infer that quantum entanglement challenges the reductionistic phenomena, reductionistic approach, the reductionistic paradigm of modern physics or modern science, wherein everything is reduced to physical matter. Now, beyond that, what exactly it means?